T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can never give everybody a chance to get creative on all these sports and how to help them all, right?
We got some people that are trying to help.
Try to help on extra innings and overtime and ways to help out with these long
games. You want to hear some texters and how they're going to help baseball fix the game?
We got everybody wanting to help every sport.
Everyone's trying to help everyone. 560-22, 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. Good morning. Make the game 7 innings and only 2 relief pitchers per game. Boom. Like that. 7 innings like high school.
What about all the other guys?
They're out. You're done. Oh, let's see. Makes almost no sense how much you could really speed up a game with a built-in intermission. I guess in between innings. The best officiated ones are the ones with the fewest fouls and penalties called. Okay, thanks. Instead of extra innings in baseball, this is a good one. If tied after the 9th, home run derby. No more extra innings. I've seen the home run derby go for about 3.5 hours long. I don't know if I want to do that either.
Yeah. I'm going to skip on home run derby and just do it during the All-Star, right? A night before the All-Star game. That's going to be the best way to do it.
Don't fall for the games that are too long. It's all about advertising. Bought at specific times for specific shows after the games end. Okay. Games taking long is one thing, but 162 games is unbelievably long for a season. All right. Shortened season.
I believe before they went to 162, it's still 154.
Yeah, so they only added 8 games to take.
They're talking about trying to shorten the NBA season, which, by the way, how come it was able to work for Michael Jordan and Bird and Magic and all those guys, and these guys need less games?
Millennials. A lot of millennials in the NBA. Just don't want to work too much. Get paid the same amount. I mean, I'm okay with that strategy, but
tournament together in the middle of the season,
which
or
just
something?
Makes no sense.
Right. Whatever.
Are you really going to put forth like your full effort to win the tournament in the middle of the year or take a week
Don't
off?
Don't rip the midseason tournament.
Oh, come on.
The MJ Classic is going to be very exciting.
Stop it. You're going to get the second tier guys. LeBron ain't playing in no MJ Classic.
Yeah, the Sacramento Kings are going to give it their all.
Yeah, it's going to be Sacramento and Indiana Pacers in the championship of that. Who cares?
I thought you were going to say Minnesota making a run.
No, they got ousted in the first round of the MJ tournament.
If you live in Sacramento, you'll be pumped up about the MJ Classic.
Your mom and your dad are going to have a championship.
Just love that everybody.
41 games in.
Talks about. Trying to improve, man. Everybody's trying to improve it, make everything faster.
How about this one? Even if a baseball game took 3 to 5 minutes to finish, I'd rather go take a dump and play a game of Candy Crush. Good God, sir.
Gosh. That's hatred right there, man. That's really bad.
But that's true. It's either you like baseball or you don't. It doesn't really matter that it's taking 3 hours or 2.5 or 3. Like, it doesn't matter.
I agree. NHL is looking at taking 2 refs off the ice and putting them on the blue lines in a booth with video. Robots. We're getting closer. Basketball officiating is hands down the most difficult and controversial officiating in professional sports.
Hands down?
Wow. Thank you, sir, for that. Glad we got that one.
I mean, I think it is.
Basketball. They don't even call half the stuff.
Almost every call you could debate, though, in the NBA. Like, there's
they travel every single play.
Yeah, you travel fouls. Like, you can debate so much. Look at those 2-minute reports they come out with.
Go watch one quarter of football.
You could call a penalty. You could call a penalty if you wanted on every play in the NFL. Would you agree with that? No. Every play.
Yes. Yes.
What are you
exaggerating a little bit, but I understand what you're saying.
Very close.
Guy gets his hands out. Guy gets his hands out. You know, he hooks. I can't tell you how many times Cam Wake's been hooked on the outside and they don't call.
No calls.
Where he beats the guy and the guy just literally tries to keep his arms in, but he hooks around Cam's neck.
And there's no flag thrown.
No, because they did. It just killed the game. Mm.
By the way, NBA players spend half the game trying to trick the officials as well, which doesn't make it any easier
well,
for them.
Well, by the way, the acting is horrible. Yeah. You're right.
You don't see NFL players flopping over the middle of the field.
No, can you imagine?
There is one sport that's worse, though, for the flopping.
Yeah, soccer.
Football. Oh, my God. Football.
These
well,
guys,
that's part of the game, tricking the officials.
They got to go back, and the guy trips, and you go, hey, the guy wasn't even close to. Who are you tripping over? The grass?
It looks like someone got shot by a sniper sometimes, and they fall to the ground. We had a text a little earlier about the SEC Twitter page, the officiating page.
Yeah.
Who to be in charge of doing that. Someone's got a great idea. Put OJ in front of that. Let OJ run that account.
Oh, gosh.
When people talk about the officiating.
Hey, stuff. Twitter world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just start I'm right there with that. It's a great idea.
If nothing else, just, you know, let OJ just get involved a little bit. He is. He's too busy with fantasy football, or he would do that. Then you'd be all right.
All right, more ways to fix baseball. Let one team play their 27 outs and then switch. And let the other team just play their 27. That's like home run derby, right? That's what it would be like. Only play 10 innings. If still tied, count it as a tie. Oh, what was your record this year? Oh, we were 47, 47, and 47.
You know what? People say whatever they want. I like baseball. I enjoy watching it. I do. I enjoy watching it just about every night. Just slow,
seven
easy.
Innings, two pitchers. That's all people are saying.
Two pitchers?
Uh-huh. So baseball is only acceptable in person, should be banned on TV.
In a close game, a setup and a closer and the starter, and that's it.
That's
right?
It. Mm-hmm.
So have your starter go seven, setup guy do the eighth for you, and then come in with your closer. Mm-hmm. What about the long relief guys? What are you going to do with
they're
those?
They're out. They're done. They're all retired.
They
all
just watch
retired.
Every
yeah.
game.
If you're a
My
long reliever,
great.
You got to change. You got to become a starter now. That's it. Basketball players argue every call. How would that be with robots? A lot. It would be different.
I think we see a lot of bitching in everyone, but you're right. I would think that if you go, the most bitching goes the NBA, right? They bitch on every
no, they
call.
Do. They do. Dwayne used to be great at that. Remember Dwayne?
Listen, LeBron, he's pretty good at it too.
Yeah. A lot of the superstars, they don't get their calls, they're going to do that. Here we go. Perfect. Someone's got it. I think we're done. We'll shut the text machine down after this. No, we won't. Only way to fix baseball is to get rid of it entirely. Hollywood's on to something. Either you like baseball or you just hate it and just don't want anything to do with it. There's no medium ground.
Do you watch it at all?
Baseball? Not really.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, not really.
I wish people could see your face when he said that.
I don't care.
What do you don't care?
I don't care. You guys don't like baseball. That okay. I don't try to get you guys to like certain sports.
Dude, your face though when he said
just
that. Come
you guys
on, don't
like,
say you don't care.
I don't care. What am I tell you guys what to watch at night or not watch?
I've taken your Alaskan Bushwhacker thing and ran with that.
Okay, so that
I actually
was good.
Like that. You're one for two on that if baseball's your other one.
Yeah, that's a weird deal living out in the middle of nowhere. That's a separate
deal. That's something special. I could watch that. I couldn't believe what they were doing. Like some dude came up with a PCP pipe and made a whole plumbing thing for his house.
The one kid's really.
Why I could Joe? I was. I've seen a lot of things on TV in the last couple months. That was amazing. The guy did the whole plumbing for his. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a house. It was like a tent with a roof.
Did you watch the All-Star game at least?
I did. An inning.
I just
Alcantara was in there. I watched. I got the Twitter alert. I watched the Home Run Derby. That was fun.
No, those guys were.
But sitting and watching nine innings,
those new juiced up balls are fun
fantastic.
To watch. Everything goes out to every field now, no matter who you are. Just swing from your ass, man, and let it. If you strike out, who cares? And try to hit one 450 feet, right?
How about
That's it.
Cricket. Had the same problem as baseball because the games would last 5 hours and young people stopped watching. They came up with the T20 cricket, which is at least 2 hours shorter, and it's a huge success.
Okay, but I don't know. I've listened for the last 5 years plus about how to speed up baseball so younger people will like the game and want to watch it more, and there's just nothing to do. There's no way to speed it. I don't know. When I watch the game, I don't go, wow, I've noticed this game's a lot faster.
Someone said, make it full contact. Can't score unless you get through four guys before home plate. I'm not sure what's funnier, me reading these or watching your reaction to some of these. Because I didn't really see your reaction when I said I don't watch baseball.
People don't like baseball.
He was crushed.
It seemed it.
No. There was some devastation and there's some anger.
Well, I mean, it
eyes.
Came through no a minute anger. Later when he was like, you didn't even watch the All-Star game?
He knows I don't watch baseball. It drives him nuts.
You know what? Apparently, you guys, when you were kids, you guys didn't have like three guys and play a half a field and play home run derby.
Not really. When we did stuff and we played sports, it was football. It was basketball. And that was it.
You know, we grew up down here.
Yeah.
It's not a baseball.
There was no baseball down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. We didn't have a team half our lives.
So I don't know where you guys grew up, but I don't know if you know. They play baseball about as much here as they do anywhere in the country.
Sure. You had to be like a baseball guy. Like, I played baseball growing up. I just didn't enjoy it that much.
Okay.
I love football and basketball.
So you did play when you were a kid?
No, I did. I never said I didn't play. Oh, yeah, I played.
No, everyone played as a kid.
Yeah,
everyone
played. I played Central Park till I was like 12 years old.
Everyone played
T-ball all the way up.
Oh, Miami people know Red Berries. That was the place.
That's right. You're right.
All right, our hate hockey baseball guy just texted in. 2 out of 3 people don't like baseball, so let's agree not to talk about it unless you are obligated to do in an interview.
Well, they think we're obligated to do interviews? Like they call and we go, oh, okay. Is that how they think it works?
Change the umpires to topless women. There we go. Now we're getting some good ideas in here.
Just go out to the club out there in left field. They're about half naked out there anyway.
That's the problem. If I go to the game and you put me in the Clevelander, what do you think was going to end up happening? Me watching more baseball or me watching the people walking around?
No, that place does great.
Yeah.
Used to. No, if it's they don't have a whole lot of people going to start with.
Kids that don't like baseball are the same ADD kids that everyone hated in school. That's not true. I don't think I was hated.
Same people that can watch a 5-hour football game, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. The ADD generation, I can still sit and watch 6 hours of football. I literally sit down in a bar on Sundays.
You sit and watch from 1 o'clock to what, midnight?
Yeah, like literally I could do that. So there's no ADD in that.
So how long can you watch a full one and a four?
At Sunday,
absolutely.
I can sit on my couch.
You watch both games.
Or go to the bar and watch all the ones, the fours, go home, and then watch Sunday Night Football.
Most people watch Red Zone from when it starts to when it ends.
Yeah.
Red Zone's a different deal.
Yeah, well, you're still sitting there for 9 hours.
Red Zone, though, you're getting the best plays of every game.
That's the ultimate
really
ADD
bad
channel.
Example.
No, that's the ultimate ADD channel.
That's a different deal.
Loved baseball until college. Then we got D-Wade. Heat got better. Canes and Marlins kept disappointing. And now I don't pay attention anymore. Here's Splib. Perfect. You want to speed up baseball? Let them play on meth.
God.
Splib, well done. Hey. 5 pitchers versus 5 hitters at the same time. We're trying to find ways, Joe.
That's fine, man. That's fine. I get it. I get you guys.
Well, the fights are good.
Not really.
What do you mean the fights?
Yeah,
they're rare. Make it like they fight every night, like it's UFC or something. What are you talking about?
I'm just thinking of ways to improve the game if you let players fight.
Put the umpires as
well.
I got a good idea.
Just have a really good product.
That'll help too, I'm sure. You're right. That'll help too.
Get a really good product.
I agree with that. I honestly
do. Be 15 games over 500 about this time of the year.
Then there'll be attention paid to that
team.
You're right. I'm not going to disagree with that. I would pay more attention.
No, I said that. Tampa's going, we are.
Well,
what happened?
We're
over. Nobody's coming to our games.
That's a good point. Maybe it's not a fact. But
Friggin' hockey sells out every night. We can't get.
That's a good point.
Right,
that's
so
well done.
It's not working.
We're trying.
I hope we don't have the same problem that Tampa Bay's having if we ever get good because they've got a good product.
And they still can't do much there. I know. You're right.
That would be surprising, though, if that happened down here.
Was that sarcasm?
No. I would be shocking if people didn't show up.
How about an arm wrestling match with the batter and the pitcher to override a strikeout?
All right. Let's go to break. Some really crappy ideas from all of you. You guys really not bringing your best
upset,
stuff.
By the way.
I'm not.
That you're ruining his game.
Joe's pissed. Joe is pissed. Wait a minute. The I hate hockey baseball guy. If you win, that'll work. Winning cures all. This is the guy who every day you bring up Coach Q. Stop talking hockey. Derek Jeter. Stop talking baseball.
So the only thing I want to know about this baseball, because now it's not a good example because they struggle to score runs just about every night. So it's bad. I get it. But if they're ever, he gets this thing built up in 4 or 5 years or 3 years, and they end up having the best team in National League. Now, listen, I'm getting way ahead of myself.
I understand.
But they have the best team in National League East, and they're out in first or tied for first about this. Are they going to be drawing well when they if they ever get 15 to 20 games over 500? People are like, hey, man, it's a fun product to go. They got some really good young players, some of the best guys and hitters in baseball and a nice balanced team. Is it people going to start going to the games, or are we still just going to deal with this? People are gone.
Maybe.
Because right now, they don't move the meter at all. It's down.
There's no meter.
Right. It's bad. Mm. I get it.
Dollar beer in all ballparks. Dollar
that's beers. Not going to work. They do stuff like that. It ain't going to work.
Three balls, two strikes.
All right. All right, all Zach's buddies that he grew up with are all
no, I don't know any of these. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Feeling my way through the darkness. Hey, welcome back, you bunch of baseball haters. Great to be with
Can I just read one text before you go on? This is the text. Hold on. I know so many just came in since then. Never seen Joe so heard Joe so rattled like this before with the baseball talk. All these people texting in about all they hate baseball.
Honestly,
and that, and
I guess I'm just surprised on how much people dislike baseball. That's all.
I just think that baseball has played itself out of a lot of people's heads. And it's not, maybe it's, I mean, I would assume that it's their fault, obviously.
Is it just because the product's been
bad? Yeah, maybe.
We had other
especially teams, locally.
We've had a lot of other teams down here have had bad products for a long time.
You're
even
right.
Though,
listen, the Dolphins can't say anything. Dolphins have won one playoff game since 2000.
There's a lot of reasons, man. Like, star power hurts as well. Like, who are the best and most enjoyable stars in baseball?
The guys we got rid of.
Yeah, but like seriously though. Like the NBA, okay. Look at the
you're
NBA
right,
stars.
Right. Yeah.
You know, everyone recognizes them. They're all, you know, doing their stuff in the offseason. Like there's fun storylines with it.
I would say there's
more. I don't know.
Baseball's just like their players are boring.
There was a bigger news blast locally when Ryan Fitzpatrick signed down here than anything going on with the Marlins.
No, because football.
No, but you know what? Like Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's scary.
But to answer his question, Ozuna, Yelich, and Stanton weren't bad in the outfield
for
a couple years.
You want to talk about star power.
Although Yelich a little different guy than he was.
No, yeah, he left and now he's going to be a two-time MVP. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if he's going to win the MVP again,
he's
but
close.
He's off to got this newfound home run power,
yeah.
Especially at his ballpark in Milwaukee where he's been really good. Listen, man, I get it. Since a lot of people grow up, one of the biggest football areas in the country is right here, right? I think you realize that day one when I was driving to practice on both sides, there was just kids packed playing tackle football, and I was like, wow, haven't seen a lot of this in California. This is kind of new. And yeah, all these guys at all their high schools and the amount of Division I players out of every high school and the amount of good teams. We talked about, I think, ESPN's kicking off high school football with De La Salle and St. Thomas Aquinas.
Good
God. I mean, it's big stuff down here. And all these, and by the way, come to find out, all the schools down here, almost all the schools that are good, that are really good, are either Adidas schools or Nike schools, meaning they get merchandise and cash to be those schools. And oh, by the way, will you play a national game for us? Sure. Who do you want us to play? We'll get you new jerseys.
We'll
get you ready
to
go.
California. We'll fly out to Vegas.
So, yeah, I understand that. And everybody likes college or pro football. And you got guys from down here that go on to play for your colleges and your pro teams that you like.
Think about the hype for Gators Canes. We're getting closer to it. It's still July. We're about a month and change away from it. Think about the 2 weeks before.
It'll be
what the hype is going to be
one
like.
One of the biggest events, even though it's played in Orlando, that we've had in a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
For college football.
People, we got people want Florida State, Florida, Miami to play each other every year.
Yeah.
Like, right?
We will have a true state champion, I guess you could
instead
say.
Instead of Florida State going, we're the only ones got to play both these guys every time.
That's right. Yeah, Florida State gets it every year.
Right? And so, yeah, I would agree that the football and the big three down here for college football, though UCF's sneaking up on everybody and got to be mentioned, even if you don't like what they're doing, calling themselves champions and all that stuff. They got a really good team. And
college football is very big down here because of the fact there's always buzz around this Canes team, good or bad. And now with Manny and who's going to be the quarterback and the defense coming back, college football right now is front and center, especially the first game of the season being against the Gators. They were playing Bethune-Cookman in game one. We wouldn't be hyping it up. We'd be saying college football starts, but we wouldn't be hyping it up the way it is.
This could be Miami's most difficult game of the year. Without, I think everybody's looking at it since they're not playing Clemson.
Yeah.
Unless they get to the championship game, they won't play Clemson.
You still got FSU and Virginia Tech. Does that do anything for you considering? No.
Not as good as Florida is.
Florida's a top 10 team, top 15
and,
team.
And then on top of it, the Florida Gators have a quarterback in play and always have a good defense and just pounded Michigan in second half, right, in the bowl game last year. So, yeah, and they're going to be favorites, and we're trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be for the University of Miami, which is always scary when you're talking about a couple weeks of camp and then somebody, one of those three guys got to start and play
right
for
away.
You.
Yep.
It's not exactly a warm-up game. It's not exactly...
No, it's not a cupcake, as we used to call it, and we like to call it. By the way, this college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit tickets.fiusports.com.
So, yeah, I agree. It's going to be fun to try to figure out next month, see what kind of start, what Manny can put together and how quickly they can get these guys caught up to a very, very good Gator team, even with the recruit problems they had, and they lost a couple of guys and guys that transferred out. They got the core of their guys back together and got a really good football team. I think we saw that. Coaching does make a difference, man, finally getting the right guy in there.
Right.
And what he's been able to do. And I don't know, were they a fourth-best team right now, would you say, on paper in the SEC?
Yeah, Alabama, probably. Alabama, Georgia, different category.
LSU's
up there also. Yeah,
maybe. Listen, they've had success against LSU, so who knows? Mm. All that stuff. A&M, Jimbo's gonna get that thing at A&M going.
Yeah, it won't take very long.
Just a matter of time. He's
got a big contract. He doesn't have to worry about getting it done in 1 year.
I know, but he's got a little ego and fresh start up there to get things going. I love the story. We didn't talk much about the Jimbo Fisher thing at Florida State. That got a little ugly between Jimbo leaving, the athletic director taking a shot at Jimbo, basically saying the reason we're bad right now is because of you. Has nothing to do with the guy we have coaching. You checked out in your last couple of recruiting classes. You didn't keep these guys you knew you were leaving. They found out late that Jimbo kind of stopped recruiting guys that thought they were coming, and we haven't heard from anybody, and his frustration and fresh start. So, yeah, I think old Jimbo's juiced up again to get this whole thing going and show that he can get it turned around at Texas A&M.
Well, if he turns around at Texas A&M inside that SEC like that, well, God bless that guy. Because that's a hard conference to just kind of jump into and just – try to take over.
He's got that big old state.
Yeah. No, he does. He does. He definitely.
State
right.
Full
right.
Of really good football, high
he's
school
got the
football.
SEC badge and walks around and recruits there. That's pretty big for him. It's pretty big for him. It's a whole state.
But
Alabama
but
walks
I'm,
in everywhere.
I'm with everybody, man. College football is a blast. I know UM fans are fired up. And listen, man, Manny Diaz, he couldn't have done. Now, bottom line, the most important thing is these games, but nobody could have done more to get this thing fired up and get people fired up is what he's done since taking over from Mark Richt, right? Since he took the job with that cup of coffee with Temple. Then he got this thing, what he's done, the programs he's put together, getting out there, his ability in social media, what he's done, the portal after the recruiting class, and they lost guys and he couldn't save the guys that were gone and they were going right and left. And so I'm curious to see, besides that quarterback, how all the portal guys play. How many of those portal guys are going to help him?
Right
how many
away.
Of those guys are we going to see right away against the Florida Gators?
think it's going to be an interesting game.
So anyway, yeah, you got all those guys on campus right now. A lot of them missed off season, couldn't be here. You got guys from junior college. You got 4- and 5-star guys from UCLA and USC that transferred out and are here. You got a defensive end that everybody thinks from Virginia Tech might be the best of the whole group coming here for his last year and getting in that rotation as a pass rusher. So, hell, man, this thing, I'm with everybody else. I can't wait to see. By the way, what am I going to have? Manny Diaz, 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, Manny Diaz is going to come on the show on Thursday morning. Blake James probably on Thursday as well, right? Yeah, so you're going to have a lot
We've got,
of
Quarterman.
Stuff.
I see Quarterman's going to be up
Quarterman
there.
Quarterman and K.J. Osborne, I believe, are the two representatives.
K.J. Osborne's another guy. Came from Buffalo.
Right, right.
Kind of got here and is kind of taken over. Looks a little bit on that wide receiver room in those guys. Looking forward to seeing how good he is after playing against in the Buffalo League
to come play in Miami
competition and seeing what he's going to go against here and can they get him going. And by the way, Gators always got guys that can cover.
Yeah, a lot of good DBs.
They always got really good secondary. Yeah. Anyway, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back. As we got another 20 minutes with you or so before turning it over to Dono and the gang up at the SEC meetings for what, the next three teams?
With a
week left?
Yeah, there's still only 6 weeks left of the media days for SEC. And you're off today to Charlotte.
It is only not to second guess how people market their Power Five conferences, and apparently they don't all talk to each other since the Big 12 and the SEC are going at the same time, which really doesn't make any sense.
When I was up there a couple years ago for this, the motto basically was, we're as or more important than the SEC. We've got Clemson. We've got Florida State. Like, we're not taking a backseat to the SEC. We're as important as they are or more because we're more top-heavy than they probably are. And I was kind of shocked by that because they went head-to-head with the SEC. When I was up there also, Big 12 is already done. They went the first 2 days with the SEC, and then the ACC went.
Listen, Zach, you work off last year. Nothing against the ACC. The ACC was one football team last year.
I know.
Nothing against Pitt.
No, Miami and Florida State are down. Pittsburgh's just whatever.
Last year was about Clemson. ACC was a weak conference in football last year.
But as long as the ACC has Clemson there as national champions or in that Final Four or Final Two,
I agree.
They are going to say, we are as relevant as anyone else in the country. I don't care if two of the playoff teams were on the other side in this other conference. We have the national champion and we beat your big dog. That's what they're going to say, and that's what they did a couple years ago also.
But it's just one team.
Like, I know.
Clemson, it's only Clemson, and then the drop-off for the rest of that conference last year was it's not even,
I know.
You can't debate it. It was just not very good. Pittsburgh played Clemson in that championship game.
Horrible.
It was awful.
You could have played the ACC All-Star team versus Clemson and probably still lost.
You look at Florida was really good last year, right? You got to give Florida credit. They look great. Look what they did to Michigan. Mm. I mean, it counts, man. And whether we weren't into whatever you want to say. And then Georgia's been really good. Georgia's turned themselves into one of the top teams.
They're
even
powerhouse.
Though they can't get past
Alabama.
Yeah. And then Nick, and probably the biggest surprise, how Nick Saban got his butt kicked so badly by that freshman quarterback in that championship game, which I think surprised everybody. Hey, honestly, second best conference last year in football. Got to say the Big Ten, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's a debate. I don't think it's a debate. I think that when you have Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan was there, but they were still pretty heavy at the end. I mean,
did I see Wisconsin's starting quarterback, the one that chewed up Miami a couple years ago, is at Florida State? I think
someone's at Florida State right now. I don't know where he came from.
I think he transferred. I think the Wisconsin quarterback transferred to Florida State, if I'm not mistaken. One of those seven guys or so that have transferred to new schools, he'd left. And remember how good he was a couple years ago, the throws
Very
he
good.
Made against Miami. A lot of that coverage is pretty good. And he was making great throws, and his guys, of course, were catching everything, too, on top of it. But, yeah, that was –
Alex was a Hornibrook?
Yeah.
That's a graduate transfer, yeah. Right. As of June 9, I mean, I'm reading an article from before. It said didn't have a chance to practice with the team coming from Wisconsin, and that Blackman is going to be the starter. Mm-hmm. But he's sitting right there too. You're right.
So yeah, but you know he can be different on the ACC, and they get going again. They need Florida State, Miami to be good again and get that thing turned around at both conferences.
Well, when they joined the conference, Joe, didn't we all just thought that, right? Like just. Figured every year, Miami and Florida State, Virginia Tech once
Miami
in a while.
Miami left the Big East, who they were pounding everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, man, when they get there.
It's going to be their conference.
That's why we'll keep them on separate. They can play a second time in the championship game.
Right.
And just hasn't happened.
That's amazing.
Hasn't happened once.
All the years they've been in the ACC, they never played Florida State
and had all those great games before when they were dominating the Big East. So we'll see if this is the year. I guess we're going to find out in the next couple of days. All the media guys are going to say Miami's going to win the Coastal.
Everyone votes when you get up there. All the media guys will be voting and stuff. Yeah.
And then Clemson's going to be
in
100 meters, about 15 meters out in front of everybody.
Remember when Usain Bolt used to turn around and look at the guys? That's Clemson.
They got a role and had a great recruiting class, too. They got an interesting one, too. They got the number one quarterback in the country going to Clemson, kid out of California. And I always wonder, like, hey, how much you think you're going to play this year or next year?
Probably not a lot.
Except in
blowouts. Or barring an injury, but yeah.
Or an injury.
Lawrence is the guy until the day his junior year ends and then walks out of there.
So you know... I mean, it's not like you're beating him out. He's the best quarterback in the country.
No, come on.
All the NFL guys think he's the best, and he's a true sophomore.
Trevor Lawrence would have been the first pick in this draft that just happened, and he'd be the first pick in next year's draft.
So you have that. So I always wonder what the hell makes. We just saw a guy transfer from Georgia to Ohio State because he realized I can't beat out Fromm because he's going in the first round. So he transfers to Ohio State. Martell leaves because he's there, comes down here. So, yeah, this whole thing is a bit crazy. But I always wonder, like, the guy in California, I'd love to know, like, you realize this is not some guy you're beating out. It's not even up, like, for debate. He's best player in college football. They talk more about him than they do this class of Tua and Fromm and the rest of these guys. They talk about him like – I saw Trent Dilfer's comments about some of these other guys that have studied him said he doesn't have a weakness to his game. He's only going to get bigger and stronger.
Joe, after that national championship game, he could have declared for the draft if they were eligible to do that, and he'd be the first pick as after a freshman year in college.
So you got to stay around two more years.
Yeah.
He's got a
so
quarterback
he's got this
two
season
more years
and next season
on a really
before.
Good team. So,
yeah, if I'm a recruit, number one recruit, I'm not going to Clemson.
Quarterback in the country.
I'm not going to Clemson. Maybe next year I would go if I was the number one recruit and sit a year behind Lawrence and then take the team over. But I wouldn't sit 2 years. You know what happens when you sit 2 years on the bench as a quarterback? You get forgotten.
I don't think it's good. I'm with you. I just – all the places you can go and play.
I just wouldn't go there.
And he got recruited by Clemson. I'd love to know what you sell a guy that's the number one quarterback and go, you're going to sit for 2 years, or you'll get to play a lot when we're up by four touchdowns in the fourth
quarter.
Which
will probably happen a lot. They're going to be blowing teams out.
It's a really, really weird one. By the way, the other thing was that Madden 20 ratings that came out. And for me, the biggest surprise, not who the best players are, because I think Aaron Donald is the best player in football, what he's doing it. Do we call him a defensive tackle?
Yeah, he has to be called a DT. Yeah.
Although
it says right end.
I know. But whatever you line him up at, whether he lines up over tackles or guards, the guy is like freakish.
Yep.
Freakish good for a guy that I don't think weighs 300 pounds.
No, I don't think so either.
And he just gets after it. Khalil Mack's not too far behind for what he's able to do and really good against the run.
He is really good. God, if only Gruden could find a guy who could rush the passer.
Yeah, it's...
Still one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
And you know,
they took
that Clemson defensive end
Farrell, yeah,
with their first pick. He got some big shoes to fill, right?
Oh my God.
Leave it up to that guy.
It's almost not fair the shoes he's going to have to fill there.
And then the other thing about the Madden 20 and the ranking system, which, whatever. I mean, people are going to talk about it today, and it doesn't really matter in the big picture. It's a friggin' game. But
matters to the ego, man.
Saquon Barkley was, like, down at the bottom, and I'm like, what didn't you like about his 2,000 total yards running back for the New York Giants?
Like, I liked everything about it. That's
the
difference.
Right now, knowing Gurley's still somewhat injured, nobody knows what is. We saw him in the playoffs, and, well, we sort of saw him in the playoffs. He didn't do much. I think Saquon Barkley, if you were to ask me right now, he'd be the guy I'd take. You tell me I could take any running back right now in fantasy, on my team, make-believe team that I put together. Saquon Barkley is the guy I'm going with. Going into year two, can catch it as well as he can run it between the tackles.
He's tied for fifth in the Madden ratings, Saquon Barkley. Todd Gurley's number one at 97. Ezekiel Elliott's 94-2, Le'Veon Bell 92, Melvin Gordon 92, and Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey both at 91. I could easily make an argument why Saquon and McCaffrey should be 1 and 2 on this list.
Yes, you could.
I could make an argument right now and tell you why
I
think Saquon and McCaffrey, or McCaffrey and Saquon in any order, could be the number one and number two running backs in the ratings.
But some of that's reputation.
Sure.
Well, Le'Veon Bell didn't even play last year.
So Gurley's is. And Ezekiel Elliott, you know what they look at with Ezekiel Elliott? The fact that they have five first-rounders.
Shoved the security guy down?
And then he shoved the security guy down.
Or maybe he was screaming at his girl. We got a couple of those running backs, by the way, threatening to hold out. So I find out if that works.
Melvin Gordon.
How that goes over.
Be careful in fantasy.
He's been a really good player.
No, he's a good player. But if he's going to hold out, we saw what happened the last guy. Someone threatened to hold out. He'll be back by week three. He'll be back by week four. He'll be back maybe before the end of the season. Oh, he's going to sit out the whole year? That's an $855,000 check he's given up every week for 16 weeks. 17, bye week.
You know who of all these guys that dropped the most in this Madden game was weird? It's Aaron Rodgers.
I couldn't believe that.
That is.
That's unlike Madden to do that to a guy that's that well-respected at that position as well. That if you really go down and break it down, there's a lot of guys that say he's the best player in the NFL.
It's kind of hard, though, with the quarterbacks. Like, if you got a number one quarterback, you can make an argument, can't you, for all those guys? Like, sure. I don't have a problem. Phillip Rivers, the biggest one they bitched about because he's third behind Brady and Mahomes. Yeah. But
Mahomes and Brady, easy 1-2 in my category. Anyway, but then Rivers, Breeze, Luck, Wilson, the next four. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson, I think. And I would take Aaron Rodgers over Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck's really good.
Russell Wilson is really freaking good.
I think he's great.
Russell Wilson has changed how we look at small quarterbacks.
No, you're right.
I don't know. I still don't know how tall he is because he plays, makes every friggin' throw. Does anybody ever talk about his size anymore?
No, no.
The fact is, the guy never misses games. He actually runs a lot for a guy that never misses games. Yeah. Tell me you wouldn't take that guy right now here.
I would.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.